This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being there. It's really that simple. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Look, sign up, give me your email address. Remember what we've been talking about, and you've been reading about it, and you've even got Dennis Prager now suing Google, among others, for clamping down on his videos. I mean, Prager University, have you ever read this stuff? He's right on. He gives you information. There's no nasties on there. They're not all hardcore right-wing conservatives on his site. And yet he can't get his video monetized again. Right? Anyway. I got so many that I want to get through. I don't even know where to start. Beginning of what? There's like 27 tabs here. I'm going to pick one. Now, first head up to my website. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Seriously. You don't have to. Just learn about, if you're on the left, buy the book to learn about the right. If you're on the right, buy the book so you learn how to fight people on the left, or respond, if you would, to people on the left. You know, tomorrow is supposed to be the start of, thank God it's the day after our anniversary. I wouldn't want to feel bad about it, right? The pushback to President Trump, right? The Antifa groups and I've got friends of mine that are just petrified and worried, you know, that the apocalypse is coming tomorrow morning sometime after 8 o'clock. We're talking about an Antifa group, and I don't care how well-funded they are. I'm going to believe in our first responders. I'm going to believe in our governors and others to be ready for it. I'm going to believe in our National Guard with the freedom to, you know, shoot as many rubber bullets into the crowd as they need to. Seriously. You want to get stupid? I think the National Guard should be allowed to be stupid back. Right? You're the one that wants to do it. You're the people that wants to overthrow a government, a duly constitutionally elected government. This is what these little brats are doing all over the place. They really believe that if they don't like something, they don't want something, all they get to do. You know what? You know what these kids are? Some of you remember this. Remember all those little brats in the supermarket? They don't get the candy bar. What do? They throw themselves down. They kick the floor. They slam everything. And then mommy or daddy finally says, all right, shh, take the sticker bar. Shut up. Well, that doesn't work. You didn't help us. You raised all these morons that are out there doing this right now. Now, I have no problem with peaceful, nice protests. I don't have any problems with that. I do have problems when you're smashing windows, burning places down, jumping on police cars. I think people should be charged with vandalism. I think they should be held accountable to pay for this stuff. I really do. Senate Democrats again. They're at it again. They never, you know what? I don't know why we say they're at it again. They never stop. Right? How about Senate Democrats continue their attack and false claims that GOP tax plan will raise taxes for most working class families? It's not true. It's a lie. Anyway, And Senator, my God, I can't get away from this. I moved from Massachusetts here, right? The nut job state. I come here to California. I'm here for a while. Maybe it's me. Maybe this I got something on me that's bad. Then we send you guys Kamala Harris. My God, one of the worst senators you could possibly have. On average, middle-class families earning less than $86,000 a month, I mean a year, would see a tax increase under the Republican tax reform plan. That's according to Kamala Harris. And that was on a tweet she sent out on October 27th. Now, the average tax increase on families nationwide earning up to $86,000 would be $794. Okay? That's, God. That's Senator Robert Casey out of Pennsylvania. Now, under the GOP plan, U.S. families making $86,000, average tax increase of $794. That's according to Jeff Merkley, another Democrat out of Oregon. Now, one person asked whether Harris's tweet was accurate, but when we looked into it, it turns out that many Democrats were tweeting the same exact talking point, word for word. Right? It's not what we've heard for real over the days, but that's what they're tweeting out everywhere. Right? Now, it turns out that the Twitter blizzard is the result of a bad game on the telephone. He says, the writer goes, we traced the talking point to a document put on the Democrat Policy and Communications Committee, or put out by them. Essentially, the communications arm of the Senate Democrats. The document laid out a series of statistics tailored for each individual state that purported to show how damaging the Republican tax plan would be. What's really amazing about the Democrats right now is they have found a budget. They have found the deficit. They have found overspending. Right? I mean, for 8 years, there was no such thing as overspending. Everything was fine. Life was good. We couldn't spend it fast enough. And everything was good. Because we were going to save like $1 billion no matter what we did. No matter what they did, they were going to save us money. Never cost us any money. Oh, until that whole thing with the you couldn't have the doctor you started with. And, oh, yeah, you're not going to be able to keep your plan. We thought you were, and since we had to pass it first to find out what was in it, to find out what you couldn't keep your plan or your doctor. So Pelosi was right, apparently. God, these people are whacked. That same report had this line. If enacted, the Republican tax reform proposal would saddle 8 million households that earn up to $86,000 with an average tax increase. I mean, these guys were just, like I've always said, they're just reading off a piece of paper. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining. We are back. Meantime. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. You know, I send out an email once a week. It's not like I eat up all your space on your email server or whatever. And I appreciate the, you know, I mean, your input. Sometimes you send me emails. You tell me you don't like what's in there or the ad. Somebody let me know the other day that there's an ad running on the site that actually asked you for some information it shouldn't have. And we were able to get that ad pulled, removed, updated, whatever. But I don't know. You're looking, guys, I don't sit there. I don't sell every ad you see rotate through on the website. So if you see something that's inappropriate, and there's some things I can't do anything about. I remember in the last election cycle, remember we had those Hillary ads up on the website? That was bad. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let's get rid of that one. I don't like that one. Never did. The tax increase, that's what we're talking about. You know, the Democrats, and when it comes to this lady, she's Senator Kamala Harris. She was probably, you know, do some of your history on her. You know, she was, let's say she was passed around a lot in Sacramento, all right? I don't want to get too into it, but you look it up yourself. You'll see what I mean. All right? And the work that she did, even when she's the attorney general, she was obviously so far left that she actually in California, when you put a proposition on the ballot, the attorney general either titles it or gets to approve the title and change it. And they end up having to be sued today. Every one of her titles, if it was a left-leaning proposition, it was great and wonderful and sounded good. If it was right or right-leaning, forget about it. She'd write something that just sounded terrible. The elementary school kids bill. Whenever we were trying to make sure that only people who really deserved to get that money got it. That was a bad thing to do. Apparently, they want everybody to get everything without having to actually work, ask, or apply for it, actually. So, there is a faction, and the Republicans do it too. Right? When the Dems come out and want to do something, there's a talking point sheet that comes out on both sides. This one in particular had the earning, or had what the increase was going to be per state on the sheet for the different states on, you know, with the tax increase on there, or the new tax bill. The problem is that most of the senators didn't read deep into it, so they were all using the same number, even though you can't use the same number across the country. And it seems that the reporter pulled up the document, the talking points document. Now, it did have a line for each and every state. You would think it would take a minute to look down that and make sure they had the right numbers. Right? Now, the original report referred to 8 million households receiving $794 tax increase. Somehow, when it got to the communications down the line, that nuance was lost, and it was translated into a talking point referring to all working class families. You know that whole thing where you tell somebody's story at one end of the line, as it works its way down the line, it becomes overbloated, right? So if these guys would stop spending so much time fighting each other, it's like instead of sitting there looking for what's in the bill they could work with, pushing that aside and the stuff they can't work with, sit down with the Republicans or whoever and say, look, I can get in line with you on A, B, and C, but D and E, we got to do something with. No, they don't do that. They sit there and start to tear apart each and every line of the bill. Because they're the opposition. They're the other side. Right? But ultimately, when you go through, there's only a small, small percentage of nearly 122 million households in the bottom three will actually face a tax increase. Right, so more than, let me see, according to this, 97 million or 80% will receive a tax cut. 80% of 122 million people, 80% of the general populace will receive a tax cut. Right? That's an average of, I think they worked it out to be an average of about $450 a home. That's terrible, isn't it? Meanwhile, more than 97 million, 80% will, I'm sorry, we'll receive a tax cut. Doing the math the same way, that's, let me see, 97 million households total. So in any tax bill, there's going to be winners and losers, right? The top tier receives the biggest average tax cut because they bring in more money. See, what's really funny is what people don't understand, let's just say it's a 10% tax cut. just I'm trying to make it easy. That way you don't have to take off your shoes and socks. We can do this pretty simple. So the 10% tax cut, right? If you make $100,000 a year, 10 grand, real simple. Right? If you make $1 million a year, it's 100 grand now. Real simple. And I just love these people who make $1 million. How come he only has to pay $100,000? It's all relative. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is what's going to kill us ultimately, is that we can't sit down, that we can't get together with this, that we can't come together on what's right and what's wrong when it comes to taxes. Even though we can't even get close, right? And those numbers that they were putting out, in their rush to condemn the GOP tax plan, because they've spread this falseness, the Washington Post, I guess it is, has given them four Pinocchios. Not one, not two, not three, but four. So they say, not only is this math or this article wrong, what they're saying is wrong, but it's like, as we say in Boston, it's wicked wrong. That'll make Kimberly very happy. You know, and again, don't, this is what I've been saying for years on the show. Do not let them get away with it. Do not allow them to come in here and throw numbers around and you don't question. You know, I was watching Laura Ingraham yesterday. And the woman is on. She is always on and ready to go. And she wouldn't let anybody get away with it. She was on them. Every time somebody gave her a wrong answer, bad information, she wasn't having it. Hannah Sherlock is going to join us after the break from Campus Reform. We're going to talk about the college campus crazies that we deal with on a weekly basis. Have your barf bag close at hand. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, you know what time it is. Seriously. I have Hannah Sherlocker on with me. She's a Campus Reform contributor. And that, now, that's campusreform.org. I send you guys there a lot during the week. And I got to tell you, Hannah doesn't even know this yet. I haven't told her. You know, I am in a school district. I'm on a school board in Southern California, and I've asked some of the staff, just check it out. You don't have to agree or disagree. Just go check out some of the stories. So over the last few weeks, when I come back into the district and I'm talking to some people there, some of those people have come up to me, tapped me on the shoulder, and gone, I can't believe it. I mean, I believe the stories. I can't believe what's going on our college campuses across the country. So it's our college campus crazy night. Hannah Sherlocker joins me. And Hannah, always have a good time when you're on with me. I'm always shaking my head for an hour after our segments, but always have a good time when you're on with me.
Always. Well, thanks for having me. I always say I have to wake up every day and remind myself I don't work for The Onion. I work for a news publication. This is real. We're not making it up. This is the reality of our college campuses today.
Well, you know, we're coming up on our ninth year, and long before I knew you, I was doing stories from Campus Reform and other places on college, things that were going on college campuses across the country. And people would actually write me emails going, you know, how do you come up with these stories? How do you make this stuff up so quickly? But I'm not making up any of this. This is actually going on, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. I mean, you've been in college, and then, you know, you graduated, and now you're actually doing your reporting. I mean, have you seen it exponentially go up over the last 6 years or so?
Oh, absolutely. We've been reporting on this stuff for about 7 years now, and each year it's almost as if it gets worse, which is why this year specifically we are focusing on, we're kind of going on the offense. We're calling it the Normandy Project, going on the offense for free speech, and I'm going to be starting a campus speaking tour. I'm actually coming out to California.
All right.
So, we're going to be facing them head on. We're going to be sparking a lot of protests, but, you know, it's one of those things that might have to get worse before it gets better. You know, we can't cower to the left in that way, or else they're just going to keep taking over the minds of our next generation.
Wow. You know, we've got a few stations up and down the coast, so when you get your schedule, send it to me. I'll get it out to people because, you know, they need to hear the other side of this. All we ever see and hear is the left just, you know, tearing the place up, and then we get to blame for it, which I always think is great. I mean, we don't do anything but want to come and speak, And we get the blame for the damage that's been done. I always find that interesting. But when you have a bunch of people on campus that really would easily and quickly sign a petition that would ban Halloween costumes, you got to think, okay, what is the IQ level there? About 9? Help me out.
Or something like that. And this is an Ivy League school, you know, the place that's supposed to produce your next generation of leaders and politicians.
Please, so much for that.
We went undercover and we asked students to sign a petition, and every single student signed the petition to ban Halloween costumes because it's just too offensive. And this just speaks to the absurdity and hypersensitivity on college campuses. And it's not just at Yale. We just reported on flowcharts that came out at Texas A&M and Ohio State, where you can judge your Halloween costumes based on a flowchart of what's offensive. And then at Penn State, they ran a poster campaign to costume shame students. And believe it or not, Tufts University threatened police force for any students wearing offensive Halloween costumes. And when I say offensive, I mean dressing like a hula dancer or a Native American chief or an ancient warrior.
Wait. Tufts University in Massachusetts. I love that because Massachusetts, I mean, they're whacked. I grew up there. That is not the state I grew up in. That somehow I'm starting to believe in aliens because what they did is they came down and they just superimposed a whole set of nut jobs on that state. I'm just amazed at what they did out there.
Yeah. And you actually wonder if the students are actually behind this. I mean, college students, they love Halloween. And these students at Yale who we surveyed, I highly doubt that the students who signed it actually believe in it. They're just so afraid. They're always so quick to go along with the crowd to avoid being labeled hateful or racist or bigoted. They really don't even know what they stand for. They just hear these buzzwords of cultural appropriation and oppressed, and they just go along with it. They sign their name away and say, yeah, sign me up. I'm not a racist.
Yeah, you know, Hannah, this seems to be like a total trust/love affair with the professors on campus. I noticed that even when I talk to some of the younger kids, and I'm sorry for calling them kids, but to me they're kids, younger kids that are on the college campuses here locally, it almost is like the professor is a god. The professor can do no wrong or speak no wrong. I mean, do you find it to be truth when you're on campuses?
It's very rare. The professors who speak truth, they're often, you know, we've seen them be fired for making controversial remarks, controversial according to the left, but it's usually a top-down approach from administrators and professors. They creep into the education system. They indoctrinate their students. They use their platforms as bully pulpits to force their ideas onto students while deliberately suppressing others. And what we're seeing with this Halloween story is, you know, first of all, feeling offended is completely subjective, so there's no way to prevent it. But it's the universities, it's the professors and administrators accommodate to this child's behavior, and they promote it. And when they enable it, they reinforce the students' completely erroneous conception that they're right. And then these students enter the real world completely lost, indoctrinated, and thanks to their professors who are supposed to be the examples.
Oh, you know what? And they're probably perfectly okay with all these little kids that were trucking around last night. They were in, the other night, they were in Harley Quinn get-ups. Little girls, you know, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go for the nasty one. Where's Wonder Woman? Where's, you know, those kind of things going on? And then on top of it, anybody who puts a kid, a 5 or 6-year-old girl, in a French maid's outfit at that age, I've got a special thing I want to happen to you. This is just craziness. But there's probably no outrage on that. It's kind of cute and okay and all. It's totally mind-boggling. Anyway, to me, it's just craziness.
So twisted.
Yep. All right. So let's get into talking about twisted, right? Apparently now, anybody defending traditional marriage, speaking to traditional marriage, or even accepting of traditional marriage, if you're at Georgetown University, you're in a lot of trouble, aren't you?
Yep. So the leaders of Georgetown University's Pride student group, they're demanding that the student group called Love Saxa, which is a pro-traditional marriage group, they promote abstinence before marriage, and they're being threatened of being defunded and banned from campus for fostering hatred and intolerance. We should be deeply alarmed by this effort, not only on a college level, but on society's level. So we've seen government time and time again in the past couple of years trampling on the same freedom. Look at how how the Little Sisters of the Poor were forced to provide birth control that they felt convicted against, and then the cake bakers who were fined for refusing to service gay wedding cake. And then, of course, you had Hillary Clinton's famous quote that religious beliefs now need to change to accommodate abortion. So attack on this Love Saxa group, it's very concerning. They've never even held an event or speech on marriage. All they've done is publicly state their stance in a paper. So it's very dangerous. Now we're getting into territory where, you know, we're punishing people for what's in their hearts and minds, for their deeply held convictions. This is extremely dangerous. And, you know, tolerating gay marriage is no longer enough. They're now trying to actively force people to affirm of their lifestyle.
Oh, and it's gotten to the point now, it's really funny, and I just had this discussion with a gay man about issues that he was having trouble, you know, we were friends, and he was having trouble with my stance, but he had no problem making fun of me believing in a God. He had no problem when he said, you know, I can't believe that somebody like you, in essence, would believe the words in a book that's 2,000 years old, that was written by a bunch of men, to, you know, to push an agenda. And I'm thinking, wow. So
right.
You're okay with offending me with those words. You're okay with making fun of the thing, the person, the entity that I pray to, but you don't like me saying that I don't believe in traditional marriage. All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy, right?
Right. And, you know, he can think you're the bad guy and that your religion is absurd all day long. He can think and say whatever he wants. But, you know, bottom line, the separation of church and state, contrary to the left's beliefs, it was designed to protect religion from governing authority. And that applies to college campus authority as well. But this is an effort to take away the freedom of religion, the speech and thought, and it's a real threat to the foundations of America. And it also speaks to the idea that other ideas are completely unprotected on college campuses, even religious ones. And administration, just like the government, they lack the courage to stand up and defend these freedoms that we have. That's the most concerning part about this story here.
We're going to go for a quick break, but I think that the staff, the administration, agrees with the left. I don't think it's even a lack of spine. I think in most cases they actually agree with what's being said, but we'll talk about that more on the other side of the break.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back at it, because I only, you know, I get her on like every week, every other week, and we get to hear firsthand what's happening on college campuses across the country. Okay, we're back. So like I said, these are we do crazy campus stories pretty much every day on this show. Things where you guys, I know, are slamming your head against the table like I do. Go, this is going to be an onion story. But Hannah Sherlockers joins me. She joins me pretty much every week from Campus Reform. And you head over there and check. Wait till the show's over. Head over there and check things out. CampusReform.org. She's a contributor and a program coordinator there. And Hannah, always a pleasure. My head's spinning when we're done, but always a pleasure to have you here with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun.
Now, in the last segment we were talking about, you said that the administration doesn't have the spine. I say the administrations on most of these campuses, they're right in line with the loons on the left. This is exactly what they want. This is what they're teaching in the classroom and promoting. What did you say? Was it not MIT, but was it Tufts University in Massachusetts? You said actually had a little police force put together. So if you were wearing inappropriate, politically incorrect, culturally appropriated costumes, what did they do? Haul you in and put you in hand? What was the charge? Dressing improperly?
Yeah. So an offensive Halloween costume could land you an arrest. So that's where we're at. These are the people who are teaching and bringing up our next generation of leaders. So
God, it is just so scary. Okay, and speaking of that staff, right now you got an issue where you had a school employee. She stormed the College Republican meeting, and this is a staff member. And the reason behind it was that what did the Republicans do that made them so mad that the fellowship storm the event?
So try to follow this. This is absolutely absurd, and this is the type of story that makes me wonder if I'm working for the Onion. But follow this. Okay, ready? So this staff member on Thursday, the university employee, she was upset that the College Republicans were being addressed by members of an alumni group that supports a controversial Indian chief mascot that was retired in 2007. So she proceeded to tear up literature belonging to the College Republicans, and she then seated herself in the presenter's chair and refused to leave until campus police officers showed up and escorted her away. She threw an absolute temper tantrum. You've got to go on Campus Reform and see the video for yourself. I'm not making this up. You can see her. You can see her staff page. She is still an employee at the school. So, and this is the fourth incident alone this year of the College Republicans at the University of Illinois being attacked, and this time it's from a staff member. But a few months ago, we reported on a leftist group that trashed a College Republican bake sale and threatened to punch the members and steal their cookies. And it's more absurd seeing this anger coming from staff. This is embarrassing to any school when students are the ones setting the example of tolerance and taking the high road when up against their radical leftist staff members.
My God, I can't, again, they make fun of us. They make fun of the things that we want, and they have no. It's just a hardcore leftist message and a discussion. And again, we've got to help you guys though. People really, you conservatives out there, you've got to help the young people on these campuses. Have to help stick up for them and show up. There's obviously, if you watched this video, there is no adult in the room. The kids are the adult for all intents and purposes, right?
Yeah, no, it's so true. And these professors, they're really the immature ones. It's completely unfair for them to force their ideas onto other students. And the classroom is one of the most essential places for the exchange of ideas, especially controversial ones, especially ones held by, you know, college Democrats, college Republicans. That's where the real critical thinking skills develop. But, you know, beyond that, this was a private club meeting. This woman had no business even being there. Students, they must feel free to debate and analyze and develop their skills. And this woman and her tactics, they're a very real threat to that. And a lot of times these students don't know their resources and they don't know their rights because they're taught to look up. They've been taught since they were in preschool to look up to your teachers and your professors. They're the ones who will guide you. They know what's right. They will solve conflict resolution. But instead, now these college students are forced to be the adults in the classroom. And it's really twisted because they don't always know their rights and the resources that they have. And like you said, it's so important for us to stand by them and to back them.
Yeah.
And lately we've been getting, you know, legal action to help defend these students. And that's why we at Campus Reform are so adamant about reporting on it. It's not just for fun. It's to actually stand beside these students and report on what's going on oftentimes taxpayer funded institutions. So everyone should be concerned about this.
You know, yeah, and you know, and you're right. I mean, again, people think we make this stuff up as we go, but when you get it on video, when you're writing about it every day and other people are able to back you up, it is a big deal, and people need to understand it. You know, this administrator, see, if we're supposed to hold professors, we're supposed to hold these administrators, people in authority at a higher level, she originally denied doing anything wrong. All right, she left the room for a little bit. She denied doing anything wrong. She came back and she sat down. And even when the police, the one that's supposed to be setting the example, when the police asked her to step outside and say, look, just, you know, step out in the hallway with us. Let's talk about this. She refused to leave. So what was, I mean, again, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what an example to show young people. Totally disauthority, right? You can rip up anything you want to rip up if it emotionally bothers you. And you get to do whatever you want to do. Isn't that, you got me going now. A great example for our young people on campus. It's just so sad. It really is. And I'm sorry you guys have to put up with this stuff, but we have to protect those young people. Now, before we talked about this during the break, and I know you haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to do a piece on The View. The View ladies are always a lot of fun to at least watch or listen to, because you can always tell when they get lost. They go off on a tangent that has nothing to do with anything. But the other day they were talking about the Ten Commandments, some kind of study that was done over in England, and these were Christians who decided that the Ten Commandments needed a rewrite because, you know, there wasn't any internet when God wrote them the first time, and he'd have no way of knowing about the internet or Lady Gaga or anything like that, so we need a rewrite on these. But what was really funny was as the women were talking and giving their thought processes to where we're at with the Ten Commandments and what we need to do, I started to notice a break in the audio, okay? And when I played it back and looked, they were muting, or whoever was muting, they were muting all the, what is it? Every time somebody said Jesus.
They were muting the word Jesus.
Yeah,
right?
They were
yeah.
muting. Right, well, I was trying to think. They didn't mute God. They didn't mute any of the other. The only word they muted was Jesus. And you can see it because when the women are talking to look it up, you see them use the word Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it was just amazing. And it was not just amazing. It was quite irritating, you know? So,
yeah, it's as if Jesus has become the latest buzzword or trigger word, and if it offends someone out there, they censor it. It's sad. It's scary to see where we're headed.
Yeah, it is. It's really scary, and I really wish we could do more for these young people. And we can do more for the young people. What you people need to do is you need to hop on campusreform.org and ask them how you can help. There's colleges around you that are doing all this crazy stuff on a regular basis. So ask them how they can help. Anyway, Hannah, always a pleasure. Tell people where they can find more of your stories, more of your writings, and just learn more about Campus Reform.
Yeah, you can find more of our stories on Campus Reform. One thing we're keeping a close eye on is the UC Berkeley College Republicans. There's a poster campaign going around right now. Antifa is stalking and targeting them, putting all their information, posting it on posters around campus. This is something we've seen at Berkeley and now Columbia University. So you can follow that story on Campus Reform as well as other stories that will make you think you are reading The Onion, but you're not. It's Campus Reform, campusreform.org.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Hannah, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. And she's right. It's like every time you turn around and you read some of these stories, you got to sit there and think to yourself, this can't be real. There's no way. And I agree with her. Look, you know, we talk about this on a fairly regular basis, but I haven't really touched on it in a little bit. You guys, you know, a lot of you live in smaller towns, smaller areas, like I do. I live north of Los Angeles. And you all have town councils or city councils, school boards, you know, or boards of education, as some of you call them. And I got to tell you, you know, if you don't get engaged, you don't get involved, that doesn't mean you have to go down and run for office. That's not what I'm telling you to do. Find somebody. Get behind somebody who's running this year. Because they're going to spend all kinds of money. They're going to try to do what they can to unseat conservatives. They're going to try to tie them to Trump all over the place. Now, some areas, maybe that's not so bad. Other areas, it's going to be really bad. But what you need to do is get behind these people. If that means that you have to write postcards or make phone calls, maybe you don't have much money or you don't have any money, all right? Maybe you're broke. Make the calls for them. It doesn't cost you anything on your cell phone to make calls. It doesn't cost you anything to go down to their headquarters and make calls from their headquarters. Do something to make sure that person gets elected or elected again. Because nobody's going to do it for you. Don't make the mistake a lot of people make thinking, okay, I've elected you, okay, you know what, the guy's doing a great job, and he'll be just fine, there won't be trouble. The minute you think there won't be an issue, there won't be a problem, everything's fine, you're done. He's done. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Next hour, it's going to be a smorgasbord of crazy stories. We'll be right back.